USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. Senate Republican leaders plan to hold a procedural vote on the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh to be a Supreme Court justice at 10:30 Eastern Time this morning. The next vote would then be on Saturday to actually confirm him, and there's a question about whether Republicans will muster the votes, especially given one member's plans to be somewhere else.
Montana Senator Republican Steve Daines will miss Saturday's vote because his daughter is getting married. Republicans currently hold a 51-49 majority in the Senate and can only afford to lose one vote if Democrats vote unanimously against Kavanaugh.
That's USA Radio's Robin Walensky. China is angry at Vice President Mike Pence's remarks on Thursday, renewing U.S. allegations that China's been interfering in the upcoming American midterm elections. And this is USA Radio News.
Even if you believe you're eating a healthy diet, you may not be getting all the nutrients your body needs. Cardiologist Dr. Suzanne Steinbaum gives us the scoop.
Omega-3s are beneficial for overall health. They're considered to be essential nutrients. The body really needs them to function. They help support healthy blood flow to the arteries, cardiovascular health. They're good for cognitive brain health, for joint health, for eyes, and for the skin. The thing is, the body doesn't make them. And people are just not getting enough of this in their diet. Supplementation might be the best way to go. Talk to your doctor. Now we can really figure out if you have enough omega-3s, and that's through a blood test called an omega-3 index. Or you can go to the website knowyouromega3s.com, where there's actually a quiz you can take that can help you determine if you might have a deficit of omega-3s and might need a supplement, or if in fact you're getting enough in your diet.
In Indonesia, it's been a week since a 7.5 magnitude earthquake struck, spawning a tsunami, and the death toll has risen to over 1,600, and scores more people are believed buried in deep mud and under debris of collapsed buildings and homes. The National Disaster Agency says there are more than 70,000 people who've been evacuated to shelters and makeshift tents that have sprouted across Palu, the provincial capital of Sulawesi Island. Former Vice President Joe Biden on the campaign trail in Southern California yesterday, speaking in Fullerton, trying to drum up support for a blue wave in the state. He started by taking a swipe at President Trump.
A president who has debased our American values, talks about love letters with Kim Jong-un, yields to Putin in ways that are destroying Europe.
Biden himself hasn't ruled out a presidential run in 2020, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
Despite up and down relations with North Korea lately, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is heading there this weekend. Here's more from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Rebecca Heinrichs is a senior fellow at the Hudson Institute. She joined Fox News to talk about what this trip will accomplish.
The thing that Secretary Pompeo has to communicate to Kim Jong-un whenever he goes and visits him very soon is that it doesn't matter if the North Koreans do all of these other nice things that we appreciate. Ultimately, our eye is still on the prize, and that's dismantlement of the nuclear program. And right now the North Koreans, they're going to want the United States to lift sanctions. They want the United States to have a peace accord and to finally put an end to officially to the Korean War.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
In Pennsylvania, police say they still don't have a motive for why a man named Jonathan Schmoyer caused a car explosion last week that killed him, his child, and a friend. And this story out of Utah, where Ben and Jackie Belknap have been searching their home for an envelope that had more than $1,000 in cash in it. They'd been saving the money to repay Ben's parents for some University of Utah football tickets. Well, they found the money in the family's shredder. Apparently, their 2-year-old son shred the envelope with the money inside in the contraption. Now, the Treasury Department says they might be able to get their money back, but it might take several years. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.